Welcome back. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show on RBN. And Ty and Austin on line 5, are you still there, Ty?
Good morning, Tim and Lori. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Oh, I hope you can hear me clearly. I was hoping to take the conversation a little bit of a different direction, more towards the idea of prepping and grid down, if I may, for a moment. I think where my head is at here is not so much to make a point, but to kind of open up a conversation that would, you know, theoretically could go on for days and days and days. You know, we think about all the things we prep for, and there's dozens, if not tens of dozens, of scenarios that we could all talk about. Everything from as outlandish as, you know, Planet X, all the way down to just a local, a local event, but. I don't want to be depressing. I don't want to be depressing or sound fatalistic. I guess if you want some of that, you can go watch Viggo Mortensen's The Road. but I'm thinking, okay, just let me pose this. Okay, best case scenario, I'm here at my home with my wife, with all my preps, all my gear, all the things that, you know, I've spent thousands of dollars and tens of years putting together. Best case scenario, we're here at the same time when said event happens. I've thought this through, and I think the first thing that is going to happen that people don't think about is the immediate psychological and emotional damage that every human being involved is going to suffer. And when I watch the general public, how they wail and thrash and moan and cry about some of the smallest things that don't go their way, and then I look around at general public that is my neighborhood, all good people down here in Texas, and all, you know, gun owners, and, you know, I live in a good neighborhood, but I don't have personal alliances with anybody. So, you know, the first thing that's going to happen is everybody's under the same psychological and emotional damage, trying to pull themselves together. It's one of perhaps the spouse, the wife is the one who's got the cool head, and the husband is losing his, you know what? So I don't know. Then you play it out a little bit further, and, you know, however many days go by that it takes for people to run out of resources, and now you're the only one that seems to be doing good. One fire in the neighborhood, there's no fire department. It falls apart so fast that unless you really truly are able to access a remote location, you know, a Joel Skousen bug out location, or you already are there, or the event plays out slow enough so that you can get away. If you're in anything that resembles normal modern society and even a removed neighborhood from big city like I am, we're toast.
Right.
Absolutely toast. And I don't know how many of my neighbors I would have to kill defending myself, but what's left at the end? So I don't know. Again, I don't want to be fatalistic and depressing, but just the psychological aspect of this and how fast things fall apart, I'm going to continue to prep, and I'm going to continue to always be ready. But I think really what people need to do is really think their spirituality through and understand that it's going to be dark, and it's going to be very, very difficult to maintain any sense of purpose when you see everything falling apart.
I agree. I mean, that neighbor next to you could be the best friend in the world to you, but the minute everything goes dark, you know, their attitudes could flip 100%, and you're the enemy, because they want to do what's best for them and their family as well. So, you know, it's definitely something that we have to keep in mind and remember. It won't be easy, that's for sure.
I just painted best case scenario. That was me at home with my wife. What if this goes down when we're both at work and I'm stuck in the middle of the city? I mean, you know, I've got my rifle in my truck and I know how to use it, but how far is that going
to
get me? it's really
well,
bad.
Well, you have to keep in mind too. Is that pickup that you drive? Is it an older model or is it one that's actually run by a computer?
No, it's
because,
not EMP.
You know. Right, as one of our callers mentioned earlier, if that EMP goes off, you know, you're going to be SOL. So if you're driving an older model truck where actually, you know, has an engine you can work on and, you know, carburetor and everything that doesn't have all this computerized stuff in it, then you might be able to make it home to your wife. But
maybe. I from an OPSEC standpoint, if I'm one of the only four or five vehicles moving, I don't know how far I'd make it. And again, I don't want to be fatalistic. There's no reason to not prep, to not get an EMP-proof vehicle if you can, to not do all these things. But
right.
And there's a lot of smarter callers that call into this show, the Glens and the Ricks, and you know, I hear these guys on John Moore's show, and so I'm going to stop talking and let your show move along. But I'm hoping that this conversation can continue in you know, over the weeks and months, and we can kind of dig into the psychological aspect and how to deal with that. I think that's kind of the big elephant in the room for all of us who fancy ourselves wanting to survive any event. Anyways, I appreciate you guys.
Right.
I'll zip it up and let you move on.
Well, I appreciate your call, hon. Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend. We have another caller on the line. Wes in Idaho, are you there?
Yes. Lori, wanted to point out that vitamin K2 directs calcium to the bones and the teeth where it belongs. People who get enough vitamin K2 actually do not have tooth decay. I would presume they also have very little bone breakage, weak bones. And a third thing, if you don't get enough vitamin K2, the body will try to build bones in the veins and the arteries. Now, the thing is we've lost a lot of the vitamin K2 going from grass-fed cattle to grain-fed cattle. Also, there is virtually no vitamin K2 in vegetables or fruits. Do you notice the oldest woman, old person in the world is 117-year-old woman in Italy that eats raw eggs every day. She's estimated to have eaten 100,000 eggs over 90 years. And she says she's eaten very little vegetables or fruits. How about that? The oldest woman in the world has eaten very little vegetables or fruits. I just wanted to get that across. There is very little vitamin K2. None, really. None in vegetables or fruits. With the exception of what a Japanese traditional food called natto, it is fermented soybeans, and it smells so bad, tastes so bad, that in a Japanese restaurant, they have a separate room where they serve natto. It tastes that bad. Now, you can buy pills, and it's only $15-$20 a month. So, you know, you can remain being a vegetarian, a vegan if you want, if you just make sure you get this supplement, this vitamin, as well as a couple of dozen others. You know, we need to eat animal fats, according to Weston Price and Sally Fallon. And you remember George Gordon? George Gordon, School of Common Law, he's got on his website still to this day a one-hour teaching called Veganism, A Doctrine of Devils. Now, I'm expecting a call, so I'm going to let you look at this information, vitamin K2. I've read the book by Dr. Kate Reum Blue, which is fantastic book. It's right up there with Wheat Belly as one of the greatest books of all time on diet, as well as the studying of Weston Price and Sally Fallon. Anyway, I got to get another call. I got to have my phone free. Thank you.
Okay,
and God bless
I appreciate
you.
It. Thank you. You too, hon. Wow. I didn't realize it was 117 years old. Wow. Okay. That was a little bit of tidbit information for everybody. Me personally, I like my steak and eggs, so I'm not a vegan. We do live on a farm. We do raise meat for family and all. So, Wow. Okay. Again, if you'd like to call in, our number is 1-800-313-9443, and it is caller's choice today. And when I've got this moment, I would like to again send out a big thank you to the staff here at University of Medical Hospital here in Columbia, Missouri. They have been really wonderful. I do appreciate everything that they're trying to do to help my husband. And I'd also like to give a big thank you to RBN and its staff. They are wonderful. And when you're calling in today, you're actually getting to talk to Sam. Sam is our engineer, and he does a wonderful job. So if you have a chance, tell him thank you so much. Let's see. Once again, if you would like to help Tim and I out while we go through these changes, let's say, in our life, his medical issues and, of course, having to redo our home for him since he has to use a wheelchair and walker now, you can go to our website at ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. And as you're looking at it on your left-hand side, you will see a link that says GoFundMe. You click on it and follow the instructions. And as one of our callers pointed out earlier, it is credit card-based, and it's a safe place to use your credit card, so don't feel like you're intimidated. And if you can't help us financially, all and any prayers are more than appreciated. Trust me, I know how far prayers can go. Also, we have Jim McKenney's water filters on our website, and they're on the right-hand side below where you would see I can't think of the names of them now, guys. I'm drawing a blank again. But anyway, there is a place there for Jim McKenney's water filters on the right-hand side. And if you go on there, he does have a special going on those Florida filters, and these filters filter out just about anything you can think of. He has worked years on getting this done and right, and they are made here in the U.S., so give a look. He even has them so they're individual, so you can just drop one in your pitcher and take all of the minerals and stuff out of the water that's supposed to be taken out. That's not good for you. So, Jim is helping us. So anything you buy from him, he will be donating some of it back to help us make the changes in the home. So, again, thank you, Jim McKenney, for that offer. And like I said, thank you to everybody at RBN. And again, this is... we've got about 45 minutes left of our show today, and it is caller's choice, so anything you want to talk about or you want to discuss, if it's gardening, hey, how many of you have had a chance to get your garden in? Maybe you've got some tips to share with our listeners that might help. We started ours a few weeks ago, and then we had a few more freezing temperatures that hit at night, so we kind of put that on hold, and then... of course, the incident with Tim where his ankle got broke, and we honestly do not know how it got broke. We had started putting our garden in, and that kind of got put on hold. And my daughter and I, between trying to take care of my husband and the three grandkids and the farm, you know, sometimes it gets a little much even for the two of us ladies. But we do what we can. And hopefully... we plan to try and get in it this weekend since it's supposed to be in the 70s this weekend here in Missouri, and try to get some more of our garden work done and till up the ground again, get it turned over and get our fertilizer in it and stuff. And we just haven't had the time to do it. But hey, you know, I'm sure that we're doing exactly what God wants us to do right now, and you'll show us the way, and when that garden's ready, I'm sure we'll have plentiful vegetables growing from it when he's ready for us to do it. So, but other than that, you know, let's see here. We've had quite a few interesting calls today, and prayers and concerns and overwhelming abundance of love pouring out for my husband and I and our family, and I do appreciate it more than you know. Most of my family is in Florida, so they live quite a ways from us. Other than that, we do have a son who's in the Army, and he's stationed there in Georgia. So he's doing his bit. We are basically a military family. I come from, my father was in the Army, and so is my adopted father. And Tim's adopted dad and mother was Navy, so we're just, you know, doing our part to help our country. And it seems to be, like I said, a family tradition. So it looks like we have another caller on the line. I'm sorry, it's Rick in Missouri again. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, Ms. Spencer. Yeah, I'm back. I'm going to try to make
no
this
problem.
Brief. You know, for those people, I'm behind, too, with my planting. A lot of it, though, not just my schedule, but, you know, the weather has been odd. I've got my my potato slips ready. I normally try to get them in by St. Patrick's Day, and I'm, like, you know, at least 3 weeks behind with that. But, you know, if you listen to Farmer's Almanac and Cliff High, and together, if you, how can you go wrong? It's supposed to be a cold and wet spring, so if you're a little behind, you might be right on time. I wouldn't get too nervous. I hope by the end of this weekend I can have my potatoes in and my flats of things like eggplant and tomatoes started. I'll get those in the cold frame and get them heated up so I can get some germination off of those. So, it is time to get ready, and I will be leaning hard on the mitt lighter process, and I just can't wait to call back in a couple of months and tell you how that is going. One thing, yeah, well, I will most definitely. Every other weekend's caller's choice, right?
Exactly.
So that would be perfect. One of the things we did not talk about with the mitt lighter thing, and you can look at it, of course, if you look at the videos, you'll see it, is the vertical gardening. I've noticed that there are people out there growing intensive tomatoes and other intensive crops, and by intensive, that means, you know, per the square foot. You know, I don't put a tomato plant any closer than about 2 feet apart, but there are these people who are growing for money will grow
right
vertically, and they will put tomato plants 10 inches apart, which is just insane. But you can do it if you go vertical, and there is one aspect of the mid-layer gardening, and that is that they put a big heat trellis up above that looks like a pair of clothesline poles, and from that they will suspend 110 or 170 pound baler's twine, and they grow vertical. Other aspects of that, of course, is that gives you the opportunity to get some 40% shade cloth up there because our UV factors have been way off the chart. So if you need shade cloth, keep your stuff from burning, this gives you a perfect opportunity to throw some shade cloth up there. There is one other comment that I wanted to make. Who was that nice fella who just talked to you a few minutes ago out of Texas? Who was that guy? Do you remember his name?
Out of Texas? Ty?
He was out, yeah. What's his name?
We spoke with Ty in Austin, Texas.
He was talking about, the dark side of grid down. I'm not sure there's a light side, but I enjoyed his comments, and I think he is spot on. But this is what I would expect out of people from Texas, to have a brain and a conscience at the same time. however, you know, this is going to be, he's going to be conflicted. I'll just finish in 1 minute.
Okay.
Did I hear music? I thought I heard a song. Oh, there it is.
You did. We got a break, Rick. I'll let you finish up that thought in 1 second, and then we'll go to Jack in Missouri after the break. So everybody just hang on.
Mm-hmm. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. You are listening to Rural Survival on RBN, and it is April the 8th, and it is caller's choice, so anybody who would like to call in within the next half hour, the number is 1-800-313-9443, again, 800-313-9443, and we're speaking with Rick. Rick, you were going to finish up on your thoughts?
Yes, I was just going to, if you look at James Wesley Rawls, of course, he was Army Intelligence. He's got a book out there, Surviving the End of the World as We Know It. It doesn't mean surviving the end of the world. It means as we know it, or as we knew it. If you look at that, he spends a little bit of time on that particular aspect of a grid-down situation, that being that people come a-begging, and at that point, I guess you're faced with either let them walk away and wonder if they're coming back after dark with a gun, or you shoot him in the back. And this is not what a normal Christian wants to have to worry about. And I see that Ty is, and I am. I guess we, you know, really all are. It's funny to think that you'll be like in that that TV show, The Last Man on Earth. It's not going to be a comedy show. It's not. It's going to be horrendous. And it wouldn't surprise me if what I've stored up turns into a food pantry and it's gone in 30 days. That would not be the biggest shock in my life. I might shoot somebody, but I know my wife isn't going to let me. So, you know, if it's going to be a group decision, it's going to be a problem. Because while we're talking about it, I'll get shot. But But nonetheless, you know, it is a real concern. After we launched on Syria, my brother called me and said, "Well, I'm going back to the Mennonite store. Is there anything you need?" And I think, you know, probably normally I would have said no, but I want to say this about that. If you guys can find a wholesale store out there run by the Amish or the Mennonites, I've got a couple more 40-pound bags of potato flakes. These are the dry, dehydrated potato flakes that turn into mashed potatoes. It's a 40-pound bag is about $50. I don't know how long it would take you to grow that many potatoes. It's not easy. And so what you're doing is for your $50, you know, you're buying a whole growing season with that. You know, you're basically putting off the necessity to get food out of the ground quick. More importantly, 50 pounds of grits is only $28. I was in the Army in Virginia, and, you know, down there, you know, it's going to be everything with grits. I don't care if it's eggs or shrimp, you're getting it with grits. And honestly, I turned into the grits monster. You heard of the cookie monster. Grits is a good carb. You can have it with gravy or red-eye gravy, or you can have it with butter and maple syrup, and honestly, Miss Laurie, anything that you can put gravy or syrup on, I got to have that. So that'd be a wonderful comfort food. And for 50 pounds or $28, you're talking about what, maybe 55 cents a pound or something.
Rick, you know that most Northerners don't know what grits are.
Well, it's the inside of corn. It's a carb, and yet it's not. But it tastes like, yeah, it's going to look and taste a lot like, maybe a little like mashed. It's going to look a little like mashed potatoes, but a little runnier. But no, they don't know. You're absolutely right. But if you haven't had it, you need to look into that. And you really are. I mean, down south, you'll find that like Bobby Flay and other people, they'll have cook-offs. If you're a gal down south and you don't have a shrimp and cheesy grits recipe, you ain't no kind of woman. So you might want to, you know, look in. Yeah, it's a very, very versatile food. I would put it in the category of a comfort food, which, you know, in a good down situation, if you ask me, you're going to need some comfort. You can get out your lantern and have some grits.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, the Southerners think of grits like the Northerners think of hash browns.
Yeah, probably so.
Okay. Northerners like their hash browns. Southerners like their grits. So, you know, if you haven't had them, definitely try them. And like
they
said,
definitely try them.
Anything on them, you know, I like them just with butter, so I'm good.
Well, that may be an issue, yeah.
Yeah.
They do make instant
butter. A couple
butter
of funny side effects.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it. We're going to our bottom of our hour break. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Jack in Missouri. So, Jack, please hang on, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN, and it is caller's choice. The number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. Again, number is 800-313-9443. Anything you want to talk about, you're welcome. Jack in Missouri on line 9. Jack, thank you for calling back. What would you like to talk about today?
Thanks for taking my call. Got a couple things I want to talk about. One is your husband's diabetes, and for anyone else with diabetes, this may be information you already know, but there are supplements that you can take that have had dramatic effects on people's lives. Some diabetics have been able to come off their medication altogether. Do you mind if I share some of that information?
No, go right ahead. I'm sure some of our listeners would love to hear it.
Okay, well, there's a supplement called alpha-lipoic acid. It comes in 600 milligram doses. And there's been studies, scientific studies, laboratory studies, that using 600 milligrams, 1,200 milligrams, and 1,800 milligrams of ALA with another supplement called benfotiamine, which is a synthetic form of niacin at 600 milligram doses. And the tablets typically come in 300 milligram capsules, with just as little as 600 milligrams of the ALA and 600 milligrams of benfotiamine, people have experienced dramatic improvement in their blood sugar and maintaining their blood sugar levels, able to reduce their diabetic medications. And as I said before, some have even been able to come off of them. Now, don't take my word for it. I encourage people to go online and do their own research The other thing is you have to do this in conjunction with your physician, because as these supplements begin to take effect in your system, then you have to start judging how much medication you need to continue taking. So that's that.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, well, the other thing is you want to add a vitamin B12 supplement sublingually. Dollar General sells a B complex with B12. You take it sublingually. You'll keep it under your tongue. It's a liquid. You put it under your tongue for 30 seconds. The other good supplements to take in conjunction are PQQ and a good iodine supplement. I take Iodoral, which is a combination of iodine and iodine sulfate.
Right.
And also, a lot of people aren't aware of the benefits of cayenne pepper. And you can buy cayenne pepper and get empty gel capsules. Get the highest SHO, that's Schofield Heat Unit, SHU, Schofield Heat Unit, that you can find. And you can put it in the gel tabs, and you can take those daily. Those are vasodilator. So with people who have circulatory problems, that can also have a healing effect on them.
Okay, that's
the other thing I wanted to talk about.
Know.
Is, I want to second that.
You're right, though.
And a lot of people don't know about it.
A lot don't. I mean, that last one you mentioned, the cayenne pepper, I know that cayenne pepper helps a lot of things, but I didn't realize, you know, the one that you'd mentioned. You need to double check with your doctor when you start taking these, because like you said, you could eventually get your meds just kind of cut back once they start helping you, and then eventually not have to take them at all. But that's going to depend on the person too. So, like you said,
well, that's absolutely correct. That's why people need to work with their doctors at this, and just don't go in there and talk about it. Get online and do your research. So you can have something to show the doctor that it's credible information. It's just not some wild thing you heard from a crazy guy on the internet. But I'm not crazy completely.
Oh, didn't say you were. It's good to know, you know, the vitamins that can help you, that you have access to. And it also helps to know the herbs that you can take, because, you know, when things do go dark, those herbs that you got, that can give you those natural vitamins from that plant or whatnot will come in very handy. And if you don't know them, you know, your body's going to start missing those vitamins and lacking them. So I encourage anybody who has access to a computer or lives near a really well library that's stocked. Salem's got a small library. It's nothing like you'd find here in Columbia, you know, next to the university or anything. But we do have computers, thank goodness. To go and do your research, double check on these herbs and vitamins, like Jack was mentioning, and you can start taking that. Would help you. It's a good idea, Jack. Really, it is.
Oh well, thanks. Something else that people probably aren't aware of is the health benefits of food grade diatomaceous earth. That's almost 100% silica. The gentleman who called earlier was talking about vitamin K2. Well, silica is the most important mineral and trace mineral that humans need in their diets. And by taking diatomaceous earth, some of the silica is absorbed, and it can actually be converted to calcium in your system to use for forming bone. The other thing it does is it's a mechanical cleanser of your gut. If you just looked at diatomaceous earth under the microscope, it had these little cones with intricate, sharp edges that are safe to ingest, but it tears up gut parasites, and surprisingly enough, up to 80% of the population in the United States has parasites in their gut, and diatomaceous earth will clean that stuff out. You have to start slow and build up to it, but then if you take it daily, it can have a very beneficial effect. A lot of people get energy from it. And it's also got a negative charge, and it draws unhealthy viruses and bacteria that reside in your gut to it, so they can be physically eliminated through the normal processes. I was pretty surprised to find out about that as well. But it's food-grade diatomaceous earth, not pool-grade.
And where can you find that?
There's a website where I think it's probably the best place for information and also to buy it. It's called earthworkshealth.com, and I'm not affiliated with them in any way,
okay.
But it's earthworkshealth.com. And there's literally hundreds and hundreds of anecdotal information that people have written, and they post on the site about what it's done for them. Many women who are going bald experience their hair growing back. They say their nails come back hard and strong. Women who have had very weak nails, their nails get very hard and strong. And it's just really, it's something that really needs to be, that information needs to be out as well.
Maybe I need to start taking that. My nails are kind of thin, and they've been known to break really easy.
Yeah, and women who have, you know, dry, brittle hair, they say that their hair starts, I mean, it really has a profound impact on women if you read the comments. But it's good for everybody. And I take as much as a tablespoon a day, just in water. It's a little chalky. It doesn't have a bad taste, but it doesn't have a good taste. It's just something you just follow it down. And generally in the morning.
Well, unfortunately, not everything that's good for it tastes good.
For me?
I said, unfortunately, not everything that's good for us tastes good.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, and most of the things that are bad for us do.
Right.
The other thing is, in here in Missouri, you probably know, in January, we got constitutional carry, so we can carry a concealed firearm without needing the government permission slip to do that.
So I went on a
search for something to carry, and I found, I did a lot of research, and there's a Glock 43, which is very expensive, but also a very good pistol. But I settled on a Springfield XDS for a couple of reasons. I saw a couple reviews on YouTube, and there's a gentleman who operates what he calls a Nut and Fancy project on YouTube who reviews issues regarding the firearms and firearms themselves. And I settled on the Springfield XDS based primarily upon his review. But also Springfield, until June, is having a rebate program where if you buy a Springfield XD pistol and submit the rebate, they will send you 4 8-round magazines and a carry holster for the Springfield pistol that you bought. They say it's $180 value as part of their rebate program. And the best place I found the Springfield XDS is at a website called Sportsman's Outdoor Superstore. It's $400 for what they call the essential package. Includes 1 7-round single stack magazine and 1 8-round single stack magazine. And then the magazines Springfield will send you are 8-round single stack magazines. So if you're going to carry a firearm concealed, I think that's something people should look at.
Oh, definitely. And most people should also keep in mind, some of our listeners, because not a lot of our we have listeners that are outside of Missouri. Not all states allow you to carry, whether it's open or concealed. Missouri just happens to be one of those states where you can do either. It used to be, though, you had to have, like Jack said, you know, a permit to carry it concealed. And Tim and I did take the course with John Moore, and so we do have our permits to carry concealed, but I have been known to carry more open than concealed. But once you go outside of Missouri, make sure you know the laws and the states that you're going into if you're going to carry your weapons with you, because in some states you're not allowed to carry them open, or, you know, if you fly, they definitely have to be in a lockbox, and the airlines can tell you what kind that they prefer they be in if you're going to carry them with you. So I just encourage everybody to check the local laws of any states that you're going through or you're going to. That way you don't get in trouble while you're carrying your weapon. Just like I said, and like Jack mentioned, we can carry either open or closed here in Missouri, and that's not a problem.
Well, I still took the concealed carry course here. I'm down in southwest Missouri, and we had the discussions about carrying openly or concealed, and where I live, it's rural, and it's the odds of somebody pulling a gun and shooting and taking shots at people, I think, are pretty remote. But nonetheless, that may be because a lot of people do carry. But I did take the course, And if I want to travel to states with reciprocity, I will need a concealed carry permit.
Right.
And then there's states you do absolutely want to stay out of if you're going to carry a gun, and that's Illinois, New Jersey, and New York.
Right. Well, I don't know if I think most of our listeners know that Tim and I are originally from Florida. I know growing up down there, you were allowed to carry the gun, like, in your vehicle with you, but the gun could be, like, in your glove compartment, but the bullets had better not be anywhere close, you know, and travel with a gun that you couldn't reach the bullets to in case you needed them didn't make any sense to me, but, you know, Florida law says you can't. So, like you said, just be careful, be safe, and definitely check the laws of the states that you're going through or you're going to be in, or if you're flying with a weapon, definitely please check. And going through the course to have a concealed weapon is another way of teaching you some safety and everything, because your instructor is going to go over everything with you. He's going to cover more than likely a lot of those state laws that are in the state you live in, as well as probably give you some idea of the states adjoining your state. But also make sure that you can fire the weapon properly as well. So it's not a bad idea to, you know, take the course. It does help me give you some information on it, which I'm sure you'll agree, Jack.
Absolutely. That's good advice. All your advice has been good.
Well, I appreciate it. And I appreciate you calling in. Everything you've mentioned today helped.
I just discovered Republic Radio, and a link to Mike Rivera's show showed up on my Facebook, and I started listening to him. I do listen to AJ regularly.
Okay.
Sometimes I have to grit my teeth and keep I'm telling him just the STF you, because he has some really good guests, I think. But I also wonder, and if he's not a gatekeeper of some sort, or some of his guests aren't gatekeepers, because they're very, very high level. Steve Pachinik and Roger Stone and Jerry Corsi and others. They're good sources of information, but I don't know.
They are.
If they're gatekeepers.
And they have great connections. So, And I appreciate you listening to the Rural Survival Show today. Usually I do it with my husband, Tim, and since you've been listening, you probably know that the reason he's not doing it with me today, but usually every other Saturday is caller's choice, because we do like to hear what our listeners have to say and what their opinions are, or, you know, just subjects that they might want to talk about, period, or get some information out there from somebody else that they might need. So,
well, I hope my comments were helpful in that regard. I do spend a lot of time research, going down rabbit holes and doing research, so I just shared some of the information. Anyway, and also the gentleman who spoke about the Mittleiter guarding method, I can also give a thumbs up. There's their learning center, their school is actually just northeast of Kansas City, and right about now is the time they'll be having a week-long class teaching that method, which I highly recommend if somebody's interested in it. But if they just do a online search for, you know, Mittleiter gardening method, I'm sure they'll come upon it.
Okay. That's a good thing to keep in mind then, if anybody's interested in it. And you said it was just above Springfield, Kansas City.
Northeast of Kansas City, yep.
Okay. So if you're doing your search, just kind of look in that general area, everyone, and you should be able to find it. And again, Jack, like I said, you had lots of good advice, and I do appreciate you calling in, and I hope to hear from you again soon.
Okay. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
You too, hon. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend. Good luck to your husband.
You too. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. We have a few more minutes left, so if anybody wants to call in real quick, got any questions or comments or any topic you want to talk about real quick, the number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. this is the Rural Survival Show. Normally with Tim, which is my husband, and myself, Lori Spencer. Today's been caller's choice. Like you've heard me say, this is the shows that I enjoy because I get to hear from you. We get to talk about the topics you want to talk about, and or subjects you want to talk about. So if there's anything, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show. And I would like to remind everybody that if you did and want to help us out, we do have a GoFundMe page. It's listed on our website at ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. And it's on the left-hand side. Just click on the where it says GoFundMe, and it's on with credit cards. And it's a safe way to help. If you'd like to help, just we are going to have a donation.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the Rural Survival Show today with your host, Lori Spencer, normally with my husband, Sam, but he's still in surgery. I would like to thank, before we have to leave the air, thank you for everyone's blessings, prayers, support. It means more to Tim and I than you know, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you, everybody. And thank you for helping me on today's show. Again, I apologize. It was a rough start, and I am sorry. I was kind of expecting him to go into surgery earlier this morning. Instead, it was delayed due to emergency surgeries that they had to take before him. So, again, thank you all for your love and support and your prayers. They do mean more than you know to me. Tim usually sets up our speakers for our show, so I'm not really sure what we have scheduled for next week. But whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be interesting. If nothing else, just hearing from you is, you know, more than enough for me, because I do enjoy listening and trying to help our callers with anything they might call in at. Again, I would like everybody to enjoy their weekend. Happy gardening, and hopefully next week everybody can tell me what a nice Easter they had. So that's what we need to know. Also, want to remind everybody on our website at ruralsurvival.info is water filters from Professor Jim McConney's company, and they're really good. They filter out a lot of the bad stuff that you really don't need, and they keep the good stuff. And they're not carbon-bound filters. So go on the website and check those out. He does have them on special right now, so now's a good time to check them out and get you some. And like I said, if you don't need one for your home, that would be like in line where they can actually be mounted under your sink or whatnot. You can also buy them for individuals for your bottles or your pitchers, and just fill the water up and give it a few minutes, and it'll filter everything out that you shouldn't be drinking, and they'll help you a lot. And let's see here. We just encourage everybody to continue to join us each week for our show, Saturdays from 10 to noon. And if our show isn't the taste for you, then try one of the others on RBN. This is the radio station where the truth comes out eventually, so, you know, why not here? We'd like to say thank you again to everybody for everything, and you guys have a wonderful weekend. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next week.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
likes us. I don't know why.